folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. This week's article is titled Immunity and the Importance of Probiotics. Our understanding of the microbes that live in and on the human body has grown greatly over the past decade. Scientists now recognize that the body hosts diverse microbial communities that change as we age and occupy specific roles. The largest population of these microbes lives in the lower gastrointestinal tract, where they help with metabolism in the gut lumen and interact with immune cells along the mucosal lining. The bacteria in gut are much better understood today than in the past. While their role in regulating the immune system within the gut has long been known, research now shows that the gut microbiome can also influence distant organs and broader immune functions throughout the body. A healthy gut is rich in beneficial bacteria that support digestion, regulate inflammation, and strengthen immunity. These microbes produce natural antibiotics, regulate pH levels, and prevent harmful organisms from taking hold. When this balance is disrupted, a condition known as dysbiosis, the consequences extend far beyond digestion. There are many reasons for the disruption. Modern life presents constant challenges to this delicate ecosystem. Processed foods lacking enzymes, chronic stress, environmental toxins, alcohol consumption, and especially frequent antibiotic use all contribute to the depletion of beneficial gut bacteria. We have discovered that balance is the key, and that has to do with so many things. Bacteria in the gut, once out of balance, can lead to multiple chronic diseases. Gut imbalance is no longer associated with just digestive issues, but is now considered a potential root cause of, or contributor to, several systemic illnesses. Diseases ranging from gastrointestinal inflammatory and metabolic conditions to neurological, cardiovascular, and respiratory illnesses. How the gut influences our health. The gut is definitely no longer seen as separate from the brain or immune system. Instead, it is understood as an important part of a sophisticated communication network, often referred to as the gut-brain axis. More than 90% of the body's serotonin is produced in the gut, but gut-derived serotonin does not cross the blood-brain barrier. Instead of affecting our mood directly, gut serotonin helps with many different areas, including digestion, nutrient absorption, inflammation management, or blood sugar and fat control. Too little serotonin in the gut is linked to IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, with symptoms like cramps, bloating, diarrhea, or constipation. So even though gut serotonin does not cross the blood-brain barrier, it still influences it indirectly. Gut bacteria influence brain chemistry not only through serotonin pathways, but also through immune signaling and the vagus nerve, directly affecting neurotransmitters like GABA that regulate stress and emotional behavior. Today, we know that gut dysbiosis is linked to major depressive disorder and may even influence how well antidepressant medications work. According to research, Lactobacillus rhamnosus reduced stress, induced corticosterone and anxiety, and depression-related behavior. Moreover, the neurochemical and behavioral effects were not found in vagotomized mice, identifying the vagus as a major modulatory constitutive communication pathway between the bacteria exposed to the gut and the brain. Together, these findings highlight the important role of bacteria in the bidirectional communication of the gut-brain axis and suggest that certain organisms may prove to be useful therapeutic adjuncts in stress-related disorders such as anxiety and depression. Thanks to research, we know that the importance of the gut goes even further. Emerging studies connect gut imbalance to chronic and systemic diseases, including diabetes, obesity, and allergies. Individuals with type 2 diabetes often exhibit a more hostile gut microbial environment, suggesting that gut bacteria may play a role in both detection and development of the disease. According to a Nature study, a metagenome-wide association study of gut microbiota in type 2 diabetes, patients with type 2 diabetes were characterized by a moderate degree of gut microbial dysbiosis, a decrease in the abundance of some universal butyrate-producing bacteria, and an increase in various opportunistic pathogens, as well as an enrichment of other microbial functions, conferring sulfate reduction and oxidative stress resistance. The use of antibiotics also takes a toll on our health. According to research, antibiotic exposure during the first 2 years of life was associated with childhood overweight and obesity. Reduced diversity of gut bacteria in infancy is also associated with increased risk of allergic conditions later in life. According to research, increased bacterial diversity in infants' intestinal flora reduced risk of allergic sensitization, allergic rhinitis, and peripheral blood eosinophilia. Although a particular bacterial strain was not found to be protective, results suggest that certain pathogenic bacteria such as Staphylococcus may increase risk for allergic disease, possibly through reduction in diversity of intestinal flora, neurodegenerative diseases. Changes in gut bacteria have been linked to Parkinson's disease, with evidence suggesting that the gut may influence disease progression. Even aging itself appears to be tied to the gut. Shifts in intestinal bacteria can precede physical decline, and maintaining microbial balance may help delay age-related diseases. The problem of antibiotic overuse, why is it that when in doubt, either an antibiotic or a corticosteroid seems to be prescribed? Instead, treating the cause and not the symptom should be the priority to remove the illusion of the quick fix, because the patient needs to go away feeling listened to and treated. But sure, if you are limited on time and do not have X-ray vision, then using a shotgun will give you a larger target. The effect of this kind of approach is obvious now and shows the sad statistics. Antibiotics are commonly used to treat bacterial infections, but they are ineffective against viruses such as the common cold, flu, or COVID. Using antibiotics when they are not needed can lead to the development of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. As these resistant bacteria spread, they pose a serious threat to the effectiveness of modern medicine, but mostly to our health, as they eliminate both harmful and beneficial bacteria, leaving the gut vulnerable. This loss of beneficial bacteria can weaken immunity, impair digestion, and open the door to chronic disease. Prebiotics, probiotics, and healthy habits. To support the gut, probiotics, live beneficial bacteria, play a central role in supporting and rebuilding the gut microbiome. They help restore microbial balance, improve intestinal integrity, and support immune function. Research shows they can reduce antibiotic-associated digestive issues, strengthen the intestinal barrier, modulate immune responses, inhibit harmful bacteria. Equally important are prebiotics, which serve as food for beneficial bacteria, helping them grow and thrive. Together, probiotics and prebiotics create an environment where balance can be restored and maintained. But true gut health extends beyond supplements. It requires a holistic approach involving eating whole, enzyme-rich foods, reducing processed food intake, managing stress, supporting digestion through mindful eating habits, and avoiding unnecessary medications. Balance cannot be achieved through a single action. It is cultivated through daily choices. We now understand that health is not simply the absence of illness, but the presence of balance, especially within the gut. When that balance is disrupted, the effects ripple throughout the entire body. But when it is restored, the body has an extraordinary ability to heal, regulate, and thrive. Lactokine means good bacteria, a complete pre- and probiotic complex. A balanced digestion is vital for a healthy life, as it helps our body to absorb all the nutrients it needs to function efficiently. Prebiotic dietary fibers help to improve digestive health, support weight management, and enhance calcium absorption for bone health. The importance of how prebiotics are produced. Sourced from chicory root, they can be either inulin-directed or fructo-oligosaccharide, FOS, directed and processed either naturally or chemically. An all-natural means of extraction produces long-chain fatty acids in the form of inulin. If a chemical extraction is used, a short-chain fatty acid is produced in the form of FOS. Inulin is the preferred choice because inulin active only feed the good bacteria, not the harmful organisms. FOS, on the other hand, can feed both the good bacteria and harmful bacteria and contribute to undesirable bacterial bloom and yeast overgrowth. Lactokine is 100% dairy-free and maintains its potency without refrigeration, making it ideal to take when traveling. full-spectrum digestive enzyme is a broad spectrum, means the complete digestion of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, as well as fiber in the diet. Unless you eat an 80% raw foods diet, it is likely that undigested processed foods are accumulating in your arteries and in your digestive tract. This is the dual purpose of taking daily enzyme supplements: complete digestion and uncompromised blood circulation for total gut health. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at doctorschoice.ca.